It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Jace Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go, it is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays! It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Four Marauders pitchers, Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hartman breaks for second. The pitch comes. Battle takes. Strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh, baby! Let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Tampa Tarpons, the single-A affiliate of the New York Yankees. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you ahead of game number two of a six-game series between these West Division rivals. The Marauders last night pulled out a 6-0 combined shutout win over the Tarpons thanks to the arms of right-hander Bubba Chandler and left-hander Anthony Solomito. Both 19-year-olds did tremendously well on the mound last night for the Marauders. Four scoreless for Bubba Chandler as he made the start. Allowed just three hits, all of them singles. Walked one, struck out three. Anthony Solomito perhaps even a tick better. He went a career-high five innings. Five scoreless, three hits allowed. Also all singles allowed by Solomito. Didn't walk anybody and struck out four. Both men were even looking unhittable at times on the mound for Bradenton. They also got plenty of run support from the bats. Norquis Marcos, a pair of home runs, his first career multi-homer game. Jack Brannigan, an RBI single. Wyatt Hendry, a two-run single. And all across the board, an outstanding performance start to finish by the Marauders in last night's series opener. Now, with the Marauders sitting three games ahead of the second-place Tarpons, the West Division standings, they're going to look to keep it rolling. Bradenton, now winners of eight of their last 10, look to make it back-to-back victories against the Tarpons, who, coming into this series, had won eight of the first 12 games in the season series matchup between the two teams. Conditions looking pretty favorable, some partial cloud cover here in Tampa. The rain looks to be staying away here on this Wednesday night, so we're about ready to play, just 15 minutes shy of first pitch. We will step aside, and when we come back, a visit with Norquis Marcos, who slugged two home runs in last night's win, touch on all sorts of subjects and Marco's progress of the plate this season. That's coming up next on Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lee Cobb Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to the Marauders pregame show. We're visiting tonight with infielder Norquis Marcos, and Gustavo Amaña is helping translate for us. Norquis, two home runs for you last night. How did you feel? Were you seeing the ball pretty well last night?
Anoche dos honrones. ¿Cómo te sentías? ¿Te sentías bien? ¿Que estabas viendo bien la bola?
Sí, tú sabes que uno siempre se mantiene enfocado en lo que tiene que hacer, y cuando uno ve bien la bola es mucho más cómodo y se siente bien, muy bien me sentí. Mi primera vez.
He felt very good last night. He was seeing the ball well, and when you've seen the ball well, you can make better contact and feel better. So that was what he felt last night.
As a hitter, have you been working on anything specific this season with Mendy or with Gustavo, anybody on the staff?
Ha estado trabajando algo específico con Mendy, conmigo o con alguien del staff.
Sí, sí, hemos estado trabajando algo ahí en el cage, y yo creo que eso fue lo que me ayudó bastante a tener esa oportunidad de que tuve en play anoche, trabajándola cada día.
He has been working different things in the cage with Mendy, with me, with the Casey, and he think that was a different in the last night game.
What were some of the things you're working on?
¿Cuáles son algunas de esas cosas que estás trabajando?
Tratar de mantenerme enfocado y no estar tan rápido a la hora de hacer el swing, que no. Que cuando tú quieres el swing demasiado rápido, tú no ves bien la bola.
One thing that he coming working is try to keep a little more quiet and don't get rushed when he timing the pitcher, because when he get rushed, he cannot see the ball well.
Visiting with Norquis Marcos with Gustavo Amaña translating. Norquis, who were your favorite players or your role models growing up in the Dominican?
¿Quién es tu jugador favorito de cuando estabas pequeño, cuando estabas creciendo en República Dominicana?
Cuando yo estaba chiquito, cada vez que estábamos viendo el juego o algo, que Robinson Cano iba a batear, mi mamá me llamaba. Si yo estaba durmiendo o algo, me llamaba: Norqui, ven a ver a Cano que va a batear. Y ese era mi jugador favorito todo el tiempo.
Yeah, my favorite player was Robinson Cano. His mom, all time that Robinson come to hit, his mom called him, hey, let's go, Norquis, come here to just look in Cano, but hit him.
What did you like about Cano the most?
¿Qué es lo que más te gusta de Cano?
Me gustaba de mucho el swing, la forma de jugar la pelota, que él hacía ver la cosa, no que era fácil, sino que lo hacía ver fácil por la habilidad que tenía.
He liked his swing and the way that he show up, the way easy to play the game.
Your equipment, your shin guard, your elbow guard, a lot of pink on it. A lot of people have noticed the pink. Do you just like the color pink, or is there a reason for that?
En tu shin guard, en tu protector, en tu cosa, tiene mucho rosado alrededor de la tira. ¿Es porque te gusta el color o es porque tiene algo especial?
Me gusta el color y también que al ser rosado y se identifica mucho con las mujeres, siempre me acuerda a mi mamá cada vez que estoy jugando.
He used it because primary he liked the color, and like the color reminded him the women and his mom. So especially for his mom.
And now, Norquis, with the team looking for a playoff spot here near the end of the season, what is your mentality as you come to the ballpark and step on the field every day?
Ahorita que el equipo está metiéndose, buscando meterse en los playoffs, ¿cuál es la mentalidad con que tú vienes al field?
La mentalidad siempre va a ser la misma, tratar de mantenerme en salud. Salud es lo primordial, y ya lo otro más adelante con enfoque y dedicación va a venir.
Is try to stay healthy and try to come here and keep the same routine that he come and do, and keep the focus, keep the energy that he come in showing up.
Fantastic. Norquis, gracias por tu tiempo. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Gustavo.
Oh, you're welcome.
That was Norquis Marcos with the help of Gustavo Amaña. We'll be back next with starting lineups on the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We're back at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa where the Marauders pregame show continues. It's time to meet tonight's starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders. Winners of 8 of their last 10 games, the first-place Marauders lead the Tarpons by 3 games coming into this one, and Bradenton matching their high-water mark of the season, sitting 6 games over 500 with their overall record, 57-51. Here's who the Marauders send out tonight. Sung Che Cheng gets the half night off. He's the designated hitter tonight, not playing the field in this one. Had a 9-game hit streak snapped with an 0-for-5 last night in the win. Center fielder Sergio Campagna bats second. Left fielder Tres Gonzalez hits third. He's hit safely in 3 of his first 4 games here at the single-A level. Third baseman Jack Brannigan, an RBI single last night, giving him a hit safely in 6 of his first 7 with Bradenton. Brannigan bats cleanup with catcher Wyatt Hendry batting 5th. Hendry is batting 500 over his last 4 games. First baseman Brendan Dixon bats 6th. Shortstop Davies Nadal bats 7th. Second baseman Norquis Marcos, our pregame guest and the slugger of 2 home runs in last night's win, bats 8th. And right fielder Josiah Dixon rounds out the 9 for the Marauders tonight. Hussein, right-hander from Venezuela, 20-year-old Carlos Jimenez. Jimenez on the season, 3.39 ERA, 16 appearances, 12 starts. That whip on the year, 1.38. Coming off a mixed bag of results in his outing last week against Palm Beach. Over the first 4 innings of work against the Cardinals in last week's start, Jimenez held the Cardinals scoreless, working around a small handful of base runners. And then things came unraveled a little bit on him in the 5th inning, and he was forced to leave the game early without getting that final out of the 5th inning. But Jimenez has racked up some good strikeout numbers. That rate still looks pretty good, 78 strikeouts over 61 innings. Looking to maintain command of his pitches as he faces a talented Tarpons lineup. For the homestanding Tarpons, record of 24-17 in the second half, 51-56 overall. Here's how manager Rachel Balkovic has filled out her lineup card tonight. Center fielder Spencer Jones, the Yankees' number 7 prospect, leads off. He was 3-for-4 last night, one of the few bright spots offensively for the Tarpons in last evening's game. Catcher Antonio Gomez, 2 hits last night. He bats 2nd. Third baseman Marcos Cabrera bats 3rd. He is the team's active home run leader with 13. He has, however, struck out quite a bit. Left fielder Taylor Aguilar bats cleanup. He's a Colorado native and making his first appearance of this series. First baseman Ben Rice bats 5th. He's on an 11-game on-base streak. Designated hitter Christopher Familia bats 6th, with right fielder Ryan Fersalinas batting 7th. Second baseman Luis Santos hits 8th, and his double play partner, shortstop Roberto Chirinos, bats 9th for the Tarpons, who send right-hander Sean Herman out to the mound. Baseball America has Herman as the Yankees' number 30 prospect in the organization. He attended high school just 25 miles east of this very ballpark. Comes from Plant City, Florida, just outside of Tampa here, and this will be just his 4th outing at the single-A level. His numbers so far in his professional career, excellent. Across Tampa and the Florida Complex League, total of 9 starts, 2.22 ERA, 1.05 whip, holding opponents to a 2.21 batting average, and the groundouts to air out ratio, very strong, 1.49 in that column. So he's been able to induce a lot of ground ball out, something the Tarpons could certainly benefit from here in a cozy ballpark at Steinbrenner Field. So there your starting lineup, and your pitching matchup tonight here in Tampa. Again, partial cloud cover tonight promises to be a pretty solid evening for baseball on this Wednesday here in Tampa, with once again the wind blowing out to straightaway center field. That should help hitters for both teams tonight. That's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside, and when we come back, game 2 of the Marauders 6-game series against the Tampa Tarpons is coming your way. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicki. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Compark is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Tampa, Florida. We're at Steinbrenner Field for Game 2 of a six-game series between the Tampa Tarpons and your Bradenton Marauders, who emerge as the victors in last night's game by a final score of 6-0 thanks to a combined two-man shutout by Anthony Solomito and Bubba Chandler. Marauders look to keep the magic going here on this Wednesday night as 19-year-old right-hander Sean Herman makes his warm-up tosses on the mound for the Tarpons. Herman, just at first glance, might strike you as a little bit more of a middle infield type build, 6 feet tall, 160 pounds, but he brings a live arm. He's got a fastball, sinker, slider, changeup, and he's put up excellent numbers this season, as we touched on in the pregame show. 3 starts in the Tampa uniform, 1.76 ERA across 15 and one-third innings, and opponents batting just .218 against him. Sung-Chi Chang, who had a 9-game hit streak snapped last night, we'll look to get back into the hit column in this one. He leads the way again for the Marauders. Digs in, wearing the Marauders all road grays today. Tarpons in the full home white pinstripes. Wind up in the game's first pitch by Herman, low and outside for ball one. And with that, we're underway. 6:31 p.m. first pitch. 89 degrees and mostly sunny here in Tampa. Herman winds and fires, and Chang swings and drives a high fly ball to right field fairly deep. Moving back on is Salinas. He is at the wall, leaps, and this ball is gone. Goodbye. Sung-Chi Chang, a leadoff blast here in Tampa. And for the second straight night, the Marauders strike first. Home run number 5 on the season for Sung-Chi Chang, RBI number 42. And the Marauders with another first inning lead here at Steinbrenner Field. Well, a rude welcoming into the game for the right-hander Sean Herman. Already his fourth home run allowed in 15 and one-third innings. Now Sergio Campagna, a tough act to follow. Wind up and the pitch by Herman. Campagna goes after the first one. Swings and flies it down the right field line, out of play. With shade creeping over much of the diamond already from the third base side of the ballpark. Stadium lights are already on. The 0-1, Campagna swings and bounces it over the mound. Herman tries to glove it, can't come up with it cleanly. And the underhand flip by the second baseman Santos, charging it to first base, not in time as Campagna beats it out for an infield single. That leaping attempt coming off the mound by Herman might have done more damage than good there as Santos, the second baseman, was charging that ball quickly and caused that ball to change direction. So gave Santos a little bit tougher of a task there. And we all know the speed that Sergio Campagna brings onto the base path. So he has a leadoff single, still nobody out in the game. Tres Gonzalez next up. The pitch, left-handed batter, looks at it. Knee-high, called a strike on the outside corner. 1-0 Marauders. Sungche Chang, a leadoff home run over the right field wall. Sergio Campagna with that lead off of first base. Rice holding him on, and he draws a pickoff throw. Campagna dives back safely. Ben Rice, the first baseman, staring almost directly into that setting sun on the third base side of the ballpark here in Tampa. He's got the sunglasses on. 0-1. Gonzalez takes strike two at the knees. Outside part of the plate. 0-2 in the Georgia Tech product, who is 4-for-15 in his first four games with Bradenton. He has hit safely in three of those first four games. Next pitch. There goes Campagna. Swing and a miss by Gonzalez. Down he goes. Throw to second on a bounce. And not in time. Campagna slides in safely. Team-leading stolen base, number 25 on the season for Campagna. And he is now into scoring position, albeit with one away. With one away, Jack Brannigan will be the batter. Brannigan, a hit in six of his first seven games with the Marauders. He's been a force in the middle of the lineup. Slightly crouching stance from the right side. Here's the toss. He takes a strike from Herman. Herman swiping softly at the dirt near the rubber. Getting a little bit of that dirt onto his pitching hand. Right-hander rests the black glove up against his left thigh. Looking back at second, he comes set. Hands just above the belt. Here's the 0-1. Brannigan takes outside. In motion is Campagna. He tries a swim move into a head-first slide into third, but he is thrown out at third base by Antonio Gomez. Campagna slow to get up, but now up on his feet and dejectedly walks to the dugout. There's that fantastic arm by Antonio Gomez shown off. He short-armed the throw down to second base earlier in this inning. Threw a frozen rope down to third base that time to catch Campagna. So the base is now cleared. Two away for Brannigan. The 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. For seven games, Brannigan hitting .333 with two home runs, five runs batted in. Herman has him behind in the count, 1-2. Right-handed batter gets resettled in the box. Herman cranks, deals, and Brannigan swings and grounds it hard. Left side the infield. Backhanded by Chirinos. The shortstop and the long off-balance throw to first. Not nearly in time. Brannigan beats it out for an infield single. Just a slow-developing ground ball that was hit into the right spot. And the Tarpons left side the infield really couldn't do anything about it. That was out of the reach of the third baseman Cabrera, who had the much better angle on the play. Coming to his left, and Chirinos, the shortstop, ended up fielding that ball on the backhand on the edge of the outfield grass. Time called for Brannigan, who's removing the batting gloves. Now Velcroing that hand protector onto his left hand. Up next is Wyatt Hendry. The pitch, right-handed hitting catcher, takes a slider for strike one. Henry with a two-run single to left field in the eighth inning of last night's game. With that, he has hit safely in four consecutive contests. mentioned on the pregame, hitting 500 in those four games. Brannigan breaks for second, swing and a miss by Hendry. Throw to second by Gomez. In time to get Brannigan, so two Marauders would-be base stealers are caught stealing here in the first inning. But a Sungjae Chang solo blast to right field gives the Marauders the early lead here in Tampa. We'll be right back for the bottom of the first inning. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Yankees first-rounder Spencer Jones leads off for the Tarpons here in Tampa. Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez gets a swing at a chopped ground ball foul into the Tarpons dugout on the first pitch. 0-1 the count from Jimenez to Spencer Jones. Vanderbilt product batting 250 over his first five games. Last night, 3-for-4 topped the order. The 0-1, Jones takes low and outside. The Marauders working with an early 1-0 lead thanks to a solo homer by Sungjae Chang to right field. That opened up the contest. Jimenez into his motion. 1-1. Jones takes outside ball two. Jones also put on a clinic defensively last night in center field. A couple of brilliant diving catches in left center. 2-1. Swung on, chopped high, and fouled on the first baseline. This one also into the Tarpons dugout. Marauders have the chance to do some additional damage in their half of the first tonight. But unfortunately, both Sergio Campagna and Jack Brannigan were caught stealing after their respective infield singles. Here's Jimenez's 2-2 pitch. That is just low and outside, and the count runs full on Spencer Jones. Fully automated balls and strikes tonight. Trey Ward, the plate umpire. Chad Westlake on the bases. Jimenez winds up. The payoff. Jones takes just outside on the Jimenez changeup for ball four. Close pitch, but no dice. Let's meet the Marauders' defense this evening behind Carlos Jimenez. In the outfield from left to right, it's Tres Gonzalez, Sergio Campagna, Josiah Dixon. Along the infield, Jack Brannigan at third base, Davis Nadal at shortstop. Norquis Marcos, one of last night's heroes, playing second base. Brendan Dixon playing first base, and Wyatt Hendry catching. In steps Antonio Gomez, first a pickoff to first base, and Jones just does dive in safely. As was the case each of the first two series these two teams faced off, Rachel Balkovic, Tarpon's manager, coaches first base. Bit of a departure from the norm. And now Jimenez is called for a balk. I'm not sure if he was leaning as he was in his set position, but either way, base umpire Chad Westlake points in Jimenez, confirming the balk, and that advances Spencer Jones over to second base. So a shaky start here for Carlos Jimenez. Man on second, nobody out. That's the tying run. The pitch to Gomez. Swing and a miss. Gomez won't get cheated on his swings. That said, though, he's shown some decent discipline. 347 on base percentage. Not eye-popping, but certainly respectable. 259 batting average, meanwhile. 5 home runs, 35 RBI. The 0-1. Gomez swings, and it's a towering pop-up near second base. Second baseman shortstop converging. Davies Nadal, the shortstop, yells for it. He wants it, and he makes the two-handed catch. A good job by Nadal to take charge in the pop-up. That brings up Marcos Cabrera. Want to check those levels there. Marcos Cabrera's walk-up song coming in a little bit hotter than those first two. Cabrera settles in from the right side. Jimenez checks second. The pitch, Cabrera checks, swings a bouncing ball back to the mound. Charging, Jimenez grabs it, fires to first in time. A good job working around Cabrera to the inside of the first base bag. And the 1-3 put out gives us our second out of the inning. Up to third base on the play goes Spencer Jones. Here's Taylor Aguilar, Colorado native, making his first appearance of the series, playing in just his fourth game at single A, 2 for his first 13. Left-handed batter tapping the bat softly on his shoulder. Here's the pitch by Jimenez. Low and inside on the curveball, blocked by Hendry. Spencer Jones now at third base represents the tying run 90 feet away for the Tarpons. Bradenton 1, Tampa nothing. Still only in the home half of the first inning at Steinbrenner Field. Open and crouching stance from the left-handed box by Aguilar. The 1-0. Take in outside. Just told you Aguilar, 2 for his first 13 for the Tarpons. Both of those hits just happen to be solo homers. Tends to be a relatively homer-friendly ballpark here, at least in the context of the Florida State League. Cozy dimensions down the lines especially. The 2-0 coming. Aguilar swings and misses. Went after that pitch high. Pass ball a little high. Got him to chase. Now Jimenez mentally evaluating the scenario here. Jimenez sets above the belt. The 2-1 offering. Aguilar lays off low and outside. And a stray and loud echoing Let's Go Marauders just rang out on the third base side of the seating bowl. Marauders have at least one supporter here in-house. Not a very far drive up the highway, just about an hour drive or so from Bradenton. From the stretch, Jimenez glances at third. His 3-1 toss, Aguilar takes low for ball 4. So if Jimenez is going to make it out of this inning, he's going to have to walk around dance around a couple of walks here. And he'll be facing a tough batter here in Ben Rice. Spencer Jones on third. He walked, took second base on a balk, and advanced to third base on a ground out. Tying run on third. Go-ahead run at first base. Rice, left-handed batter, Dartmouth product. The pitch takes a fastball high. Rice has reached base safely in 11 consecutive games. He has a .415 on base percentage during that period. 47 games played for the Tarpons. He's hitting .293 with an .847 OPS. Pretty solid numbers across the board. Crouching left-handed stance. He waits. And the 1-0 toss. That is near the outside corner, but ruled wide. Jimenez trying to nibble quite a bit. Now he's going to draw a mound visit from Wyatt Hendry. Jimenez can get himself into trouble when he starts to nibble around the strike zone a little bit too much and can get flustered from time to time when he has some runners on base. So, Andrew, very brief conversation there to his battery mate. Just to rehash quickly, 4 2/3 innings last time out against Palm Beach for Jimenez. Held the Cardinals scoreless through his first 4, then departed with 2 outs in the 5th inning when faced a handful of base runners, then a throwing error committed by himself brought another run home. From the stretch, he deals the 2-0 to Rice. at one, down the middle for a strike. The Marauders come into this game three games ahead of the Tarpons. Bradenton in first place in the West Division, Tampa in second. Dunedin Blue Jays starting to creep up behind the Tarpons. They are just a half game behind Tampa at this stage. Man on the corners, two outs, the 2-1 pitch. Rice swings, cracks his bat, soft line drive on a bounce to the second baseman. Mark goes overhand lob toss to Brendan Dixon as he relocates the bag in time to retire Rice. Funky looking play, but the Marauders get it done. The inning is over, and the Tarpons strand man on the corners. We're through one here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders are up 1-0 on the Tarpons here in Tampa. Leading off will be Wyatt Hendry here in the second inning. He swings and misses at a first-pitch slider from Sean Herman. Tarpons right-hander allowed a solo homer to begin the game by Sung Che Chang. Marauders a couple of infield singles to follow, but both of those men were caught stealing the 0-1. Hendry takes another slide piece. This one finds the inside corner for strike two. Hendry left standing at home plate when Jack Brannigan was caught stealing second base, ending the first inning. Working quickly, Herman, the full windup in the pitch. This one swung on foul back. Pretty quiet Wednesday evening crowd here in Tampa, and it looks to be a smaller crowd than we saw last night even. Now, last night actually was a pretty decent crowd, especially for a Tuesday. Hendry gets another 0-2 and takes a fastball much too high. Herman, a little bit of a bounce on the mound after he released that pitch. Hendry with a very slightly closed-off stance from the right side. Here comes the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Down he goes on a slider. Strike three. Sean Herman collects his second strikeout of the game. And Brendan Dixon will get his first opportunity of the night now. Brendan Dixon working on a 7-game on-base streak. Takes the first offering here a little too high. Base is empty, one out. Marauders lead the Tarpons 1-0 here in game 2 of a 6-game series. Herman's 1-0 offering. That's down the middle, a fastball that time for a strike. Brendan Dixon not only reaching base safely in 7 straight, he has hit safely in 5 in a row. Here comes the 1-1. And just inside, ball 2. We're at the number 6 spot in the order for the Marauders. Center fielder Spencer Jones shading the right-handed batting Dixon just a couple of steps to the opposite field. 2-1. Way low and outside with a slider. Antonio Gomez, big reaching backhanded snag, keeping that ball from going to the backstop. Alternating streaks of sunshine and shade cast all across the left field and the right side of the infield. 3-1. Dixon swings and misses. Dixon calling time, stepping out of the batter's box, seeing Sean Herman working at a pretty quick pace. Dixon trying to break it up. Breeze gently out to right center as the 3-2 pitch comes. Dixon takes a swing and chops a high one left side of the infield. Near collision between the third baseman and shortstop, but the third baseman Cabrera able to grab it and fires on a short hop to first base, dug out by Ben Rice. And that retires Brendan Dixon. Two away here in the second inning. We have seen some ridiculously high choppers off the dirt in front of home plate, and you have to wonder just how hard that dirt is. We have seen some bouncing balls just go about 40, seemingly 50 feet into the air between tonight and last night. First pitch to Davis Nadal, the next man up, swings and lines one softly to right center field. That drops in for a base hit. Davis Nadal checks in with a two-out single here in the second inning. And here comes one of the big fellas from last night's game, Norquis Marcos. Had a nice pregame chat with Marcos. He was our pregame guest on the pregame show. Talked about his improvements in the plate this season. Talked about how he's been trying to simplify some of the moving parts of his swing, trying to stay a little quieter at the plate. First pitch, he shows bunt. Drops it down a little too hard back to the mound. Picked up by Herman. Lobs it over to first in plenty of time to retire Marcos. And the Marauders leave a man stranded here in the second. They lead the Tarpons 1-0 here at Steinbrenner Field. As we move to the bottom of the second inning, this is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders 1, Tarpons nothing as we return to Steinbrenner Field for the bottom of the second inning. Marauders right-hander Carlos Jimenez deals, and his first pitch of the inning misses low to Tarpons left fielder Christopher Familia. Make that designated hitter, actually. Familia was playing left field in last night's series opener. Familia, 19 games played as a Tarpon, hitting .213. The 1-0 pitch. Left-handed batter looks at a knee-high strike. Carlos Jimenez had to work around a pair of walks in the first inning. Got a couple of ground outs, as well as a soft pop out. Rocks and deals the 1-1. Familia swings it. It's a high chopper to first. Brendan Dixon, a little half leap. Fields it cleanly. Underhand flip to Jimenez, covering the bag. In time. One gone. Well, a couple of roster moves for the Yankees organization today, affecting a couple of former Tarpons players. Many of the Yankees fans and Tarpons fans listening in probably aware of this by now. Infielder Oswaldo Cabrera called up to the big leagues today for the Yankees. Reinfer Salinas stands in here, whacks the first pitch in the air, foul down the right field line. Right-handed pitcher Ron Marinaccio, New Jersey native, back up to the big leagues where he debuted back in April earlier this season. And outfielder Esteban Florial, the one-time top prospect of the Yankees, back up to the bigs. 0-1 pitch, swung on, bounce to third, foul, Michel Hernandez. Coaching third base for the Tarpons, fields that ball cleanly, underhand flip to a couple of fans behind the seats. And I think those are our buddies over there. Dylan and Austin, sporting the floral print Marauders jerseys over there. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it's buried in the dirt. So Ron Marinaccio, as well as Esteban Florial and Osvaldo Cabrera up to the big leagues for the Yankees today. Miguel Andujar and Tim LoCastro both option to AAA. The 1-2 pitch. Too high with the Jimenez fastball. So some exciting times for Yankees fans and prospect watchers as Cabrera will be making his Major League debut batting sixth. Swing and a miss now by Salinas at a breaking ball from Jimenez. He goes down, strike three. And that's the first strikeout of the evening for Carlos Jimenez. Well, this lineup has struck out a lot this season for the Tarpons. And granted, this roster, like many others throughout the league, has seen a lot of turnover. But as Luis Santo steps in, pops one up first base side. Brendan Dixon over near the dugout. May have room. Yes, he does, and he makes the catch. So we'll save that thought for a little bit later as the Tarpons go down in order. 1-2-3 here in the second inning. We're on to the third here in Tampa. The Marauders lead 1-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
For the Marauders, 9-1-2 in the order coming up here in the third inning. We're at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Game 2 of a 6-game series. A pivotal one for both these teams. Wind up in the pitch by Sean Herman. He gets a swing and a foul back by Josiah Dixon. Dixon will be followed by Sungjae Chang, who homered back in the first inning of this game. And that's where we still stand on the scoreboard, 1-0 Bradenton leading. The wind in the 0-1. Dixon squares to bunt, drops one down. Again, a little too hard back to the mound. Picked up by Herman and almost darts it into the ground, but it's picked out of the dirt by the first baseman, Rice. And retired to begin the third inning is Josiah Dixon on the bunt attempt. That was almost inch for inch the same exact way the Nurkies Marcos ended the second inning for the Marauders. Tried to bunt for a base hit, but too hard back to the mound. Pretty easily taken and fielded by Herman. Here is Chang for his second AB. He looks at a strike. Leadoff homer to begin the game. Came on just the second pitch of the evening. Herman working quickly. Here's his 0-1. Chang swings and bounces one right side. Ranging far to his left. Santos, tough angle. Throw to first. Still manages to get Chang on an awkward angle on the sidearm throw. But it's in time for out number two. Both of these teams playing with a lot of energy. We saw a really fast game last night. 2 hours and 8 minutes. One of the fastest 9-inning games all season for Bradenton. Sergio Campagna digs in, swings the first pitch and grounds it right to the shortstop. Chirinos has it. Throws over to first, and a long stretch to the ball by Ben Rice, but he keeps the toe on the bag in time to retire Campagna. The Marauders ground out three times in order here in the third inning, and they lead 1-0 heading to the bottom of the third here in Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Marauders and the Tarpons, game two of six this week here at Steinbrenner Field. Bradenton here in game two, leading one zip as we make our way to the bottom of the third inning. Carlos Jimenez, the windup of the pitch, Roberto Chirinos, who swings and chops one foul and grounds it into the Bradenton dugout. Both dugouts already tonight have been peppered by foul balls from both teams. A couple of fans near the dugout are waving for that baseball from the Marauders dugout. Here comes the 0-1. Chirinos, a swing and a miss for strike two. This is the number nine hitter in the order for the Tarpons. Chirinos, 49 games played for Tampa, hitting .206 with 17 runs driven in. 0-2. Swing and a miss. He gets him. Strike three. Straight heat from Carlos Jimenez. Second strikeout of the evening. And that's five in a row retired by the 20-year-old right-hander. One run, four hits, no errors for the Marauders. Zeros all the way across, meanwhile, for the Tarpons. Here's the left-handed hitting, Spencer Jones. First pitch, way high and outside. Baseball America listing Jones as the number seven prospect in the Yankee system. First round pick out of Vanderbilt this year by New York. The 1-0. Jones takes low and outside. Jones got the Tarpons started offensively tonight with a six-pitch walk. Took second base on a block, then up to third on a ground out, but was left stranded. Jimenez the motion, and the 2-0. Jones takes this one high for ball three. So ironically, against the tallest hitter in the order, the Tarpons, 6'7", Jimenez having trouble locating his pitches. Trying to battle back, here comes his 3-0. Jones swings at it and lines it softly to short. Actually, it was on a bounce. Davies Nadal takes too long and gets it to first base too late. Jones beats it out. Well, a combination of that chopper being hit high into the air and Nadal taking too much time on the transfer. And Spencer Jones, who moves well, is able to beat it out for an infield single. That dirt in front of home plate is just about as hard as bricks this week. Now it's Antonio Gomez, catcher, right-handed hitter. Jimenez deals, runner goes, pitches low. Hendry throw to second base is not in time. And Spencer Jones slides in safely with his second steal of the series. Tying run into scoring position for the Tarpons with only one away here in the third inning. Antonio Gomez looking to drive him home. Jimenez glances at second. Now deals the 1-0. There's a swing and a drive out deep to left field. Gonzalez shied the warning track. The ballpark's going to hold this one. Gonzalez makes the catch. Jones going to test it. He's heading to third, and the ball is cut off by the shortstop, Nadal. That ball didn't have quite enough zip on it to make it to third base in time. So the Marauders just abort it, and so Jones moves up 90 feet on the deep flyout. Two outs for the second time tonight. The tying run is 90 feet away for Tampa. Marcos Cabrera, the hitter, bounced out back to Jimenez his first time up. The toss. Check swing of the pitch in the dirt as Wyatt Hendry knocks it down, keeping it in front, and no go on the check swing. Wow. Chad Westlake extending his arms out to his sides, indicating that Cabrera did not go around. Pretty free swinger, Marcos Cabrera, hitting 196 on the year. A lot of power, though. Here comes the 1-0. Cabrera swings big and fouls it back. As we touched on briefly earlier in the broadcast, Marcos Cabrera has struck out quite a bit. To be specific, 41% of his plate appearances this season have resulted in strikeouts. He has a chance to knock home the tying run from third in Spencer Jones. Count 1-1. Here's pitch number 3 from Jimenez. Swing and a miss. Cabrera chased the off-speed pitch in the dirt. With a trustworthy Wyatt Hendry behind the plate, good chance Jimenez may opt to bury one in the dirt again here. Time called. Jones leads off third base. Those pinstripe pants all full of dirt from slides and dives already in these first few innings. Now Jimenez from the stretch. He lifts his leg. The 1-2 pitch. Swinging a line drive up the middle. Past the dive of the second baseman Marcos. And into right center for a base hit. Sergio Campagna, the center fielder, returns it to the infield quickly. And a nice diving effort at second base by Norquis Marcos. But it's a game time single by Marcos Cabrera. We're locked at 1-1 here in Tampa. Bring out the powerful Taylor Aguiar. First name spelled T-A-Y-L-E-R. A little bit different from the norm. Left-handed batter waiting patiently. Here's the pitch. Aguiar takes a strike on the outside corner. Well, there is a little bird that's wandering about a third of the way up the first baseline on the infield. Now he's on the grass. You better watch out there, buddy. Now he's sitting down on the grass in front of home plate. That is right in the ring of fire, pal. Next pitch to Aguiar. Low, smothered by Hendry, knocked down. He keeps it close. There will be no advance for Marcos Cabrera off of first. Wonder if that bird down there in front of home plate needs to see that replay of the famous Randy Johnson pitch in spring training from about 20 years ago. That little bird now wandering off toward the third base line a bit as Jimenez sets. The 1-1 pitch. This one swung on foul back to the screen. All the while, that bird kind of looks like a quail from here. Just routinely jerking that head back and forth and walking slowly, slowly over toward the Marauders dugout. Marauders players surely notice this by now. Count is 1-2 on Taylor Aguiar with a go-ahead run on first for Tampa. The 1-2 offering. Aguiar takes in the dirt. Hendry keeps it close again, and once again, there will be no advance from Cabrera. Tough pitch to handle, but Hendry, good chance to keep it, a good job to keep it within reach. A couple of Marauders players are looking over that dugout railing of the bird, who is now on the warning track at foul ground, probably just 3 feet or so away from the players. Two balls, two strikes as Jimenez brings his hands together. Here's the pitch to Aguiar. Runner breaks. It's low. Throw to second by Hendry. Is in time to get Marcos Cabrera. And the inning is over. Wyatt Hendry throws a seed right to the perfect spot over the second base bag. And the tag in plenty of time. Inning over here in the third. Here in Tampa, the score is tied 1-1 between the Marauders and the Tarpons. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, fans.
All tied up at one now here in Tampa. The Tarpons came back with an RBI single by Marcos Cabrera. And so here we go for the fourth inning at Steinbrenner Field. Marauders left fielder Tres Gonzalez leads off against right-hander Sean Herman, who gets a swing and a bouncer foul over toward the Tarpons dugout. Spencer Smith back with you tonight for game number two of a six-game series. The Marauders winners last night by a final score of 6-0. Bubba Chandler, Anthony Salamito combined shut out of the Tarpons. Now Gonzalez takes a slider for a strike. It's 0-2. One run, four hits for the Marauders. One run, two hits for the Tarpons. 19-year-old right-hander Herman into his motion, the 0-2. Gonzalez swings and weakly hits a bouncing ball to first base. Ben Rice has plenty of time, picks it up, steps on first. And that retires Gonzalez. One gone here in the fourth inning. Now it's Jack Brannigan, who legged down an infield single his first trip. The Marauders' only run coming out of Sung Che Chang, solo homer to lead off the game. That ball cleared the right field wall by just a bit. Pitch to Brannigan is a strike at the knees outside corner. Mostly blue skies overhead, wispy white clouds along the horizon off beyond the outfield. Next pitch is cut on a miss by Brannigan, strike two. Plenty of swing and miss stuff in there from the right-hander Herman. Working into a quick groove, and Herman, or rather Brannigan, sensing that, calls time, steps out of the box, and takes a quick practice swing. Here's Herman's 0-2. Brannigan takes a slider low and outside. That slider a big weapon for Herman tonight. Two strikeouts and a lot of ground ball outs. That's true to form in what we saw on the stat sheet ahead of the game. The windup in the delivery, 1-2, Brannigan checks, swings a bouncing ball, weakly right side the infield, Santos the second baseman grabs it, and the quick underhand flip to Rice takes care of Brannigan, two outs in the Marauders half of the fourth inning. Now Wyatt Hendry to the plate for his second at bat. Down on strikes his first time. Here in Tampa, tied at one, top of the fourth inning. The pitch by Herman. Hendry swings and pops it foul, out of play off to our right, into the seats behind home plate, the upper level of the seating bowl. Most seats in the upper portion of the bowl are tarped off here in this ballpark with a seating capacity of north of 11,000. Biggest ballpark by capacity in the Florida State League / Grapefruit League. 0-1, too high to Hendry. If I'm not mistaken, the next highest in terms of capacity would be Fort Myers. Twin Spring Training Home and the home of the Mighty Muscles holds over 9,000. Next pitch is swinging a ground ball up the middle, off the leg of the pitcher, Herman, and it goes rolling into right field. Wide, Hendry has a base hit. So now the concern shifts to Sean Herman on the mound, who is walking around waiting for the ball back from his teammates. And judging by the way Herman's moving around, looks like he's okay. That was not a softly hit ball on the ricochet off of Herman's leg, but very good to see that he's going to be okay to continue. So Wyatt Hendry picks up a base knock. He has hit safely in five straight now. And that will bring Brendan Dixon to the plate with a go-ahead run aboard. The pitch by Herman from the stretch, and Dixon swings, fouls it back to the screen. Before this series, the Marauders' last trip to Steinbrenner Field here in Tampa was last September for Game 3 of the Low-A Southeast League Championship Series. Marauders with an 11-3 win that September the 24th. As Dixon fouls another one back. And that sealed that three-game sweep of the championship series, the Marauders with their second league championship in team history. Here this week, a slightly different scenario, although somewhat tangentially related. These two teams are battling for first place in the FSL West Division, Bradenton currently leading Tampa by three games. The 0-2, Dixon takes low and outside, and Gomez thought about making a snap throw to first base, but loses the grip on the ball, and it goes flying up into the air. No advance from Hendry, though. He stays put on first. Antonio Gomez, a supremely talented catcher, sometimes gets into a little bit of a rush, though. One ball, two strikes on Brendan Dixon. Here's the pitch by Herman. A swing and another foul back. Good battle here by Dixon. Remains 1-2. Shade has overtaken the majority of the playing field now, save for a couple of streaks of sunshine from second base on into left center field. And one that's a pretty long streak from the foul line in right field all the way to straightaway center onto the batter's eye. Another 1-2. Dixon takes low and away, and another thought of a snap throw by Gomez. Again, he doesn't deliver, as Hendry had a big secondary lead, gets back to first quickly. Team leader in walks, Brendan Dixon showing good discipline again, working it to 2-2. Helping boost that OBP to 343 on the year. Here comes the 2-2. Swing the bouncing ball, pulled to third, foul. Gustavo Amaña taking a little swipe at it, maybe pulled his hand back, thinking that the impact of that baseball will be a little too much. Gustavo flips it to a player in the Marauders' dugout, and he's trying to encourage whoever that is to flip it over the screen into a Marauders fan down there behind the visitor's dugout. Pause and a pickoff throw to first base by Herman, and Hendry dives in safely. Score tied at one, top of the fourth inning. The pitch to Dixon. A swing and a breaking ball. He lifts it high and deep to right field. Salinas back, looking up. Goodbye, baseball! The Marauders are back in the lead. Brendan Dixon in opposite field. Two-run bomb to right field. 3-1 Marauders here in the fourth inning on Brendan Dixon's seventh home run of the year. Dixon hooting and hollering, and he claps his hands as he crosses home plate. High fives from his teammate Wyatt Hendry, who scores in front of him, and he'll get the treatment from his teammates in that third base dugout. Out to the short porch in right field by Brendan Dixon. Here's Davies Nadal. Now the base is empty, and the first pitch all the way to the backstop on the fastball from Herman. And how about Brendan Dixon? What a way to extend that on-base streak. More importantly, gives the Marauders the 3-1 lead here in the fourth. The 1-0. Nadal swings big and misses. That pitch was right down the heart of the zone, so he chose a good pitch to go for, but couldn't connect on it. Home runs really starting to pile up for Bradenton here early on in this series in Tampa. Two tonight, two last night. Here's the 1-1. Nadal lays off low. And unfortunately for Sean Herman, the home run's starting to pile up early on in his professional career. Allowing two tonight, total of eight, as the next pitch misses outside for a ball. Between the FCL and the FSL, for Sean Herman, total of eight home runs allowed in just north of 50 innings of work. Here comes the 3-1 from the right-hander. Nadal takes just high for ball four. And a shocked Antonio Gomez will journey out to the mound for a talk with Herman. So on the heels of the Brendan Dixon go-ahead two-run blast, Sean Herman issues a five-pitch walk to Davies Nadal. And now with pitcher and catcher talking it over, we're going to see the pitching coach Grayson Crawford join the conversation for the Tarpons. Tarpons kept the Marauders close for the first few innings tonight, even tying the score up at 1-1 in the bottom of the third inning on a Marcos Cabrera RBI single. But Sean Herman, a costly mistake pitch to Brendan Dixon, who launches one over the right field wall for a go-ahead two-run shot. And now with the speedy Nadal on first base, two outs in the inning. Tarpons are trying to discuss how best to approach Norquis Marcos. Meeting over everyone back to their positions. Now Marcos digs in. That black bat pointed right back to the pitcher in that funky stance. Here's the pitch. A swing and a miss by Marcos at a slider from Herman. Pre-game conversation talking to Marcos. Talked about, again, staying quieter at the plate. Being more on time of the pitches that he sees rather than waiting too long as the 0-1 pitch is a little too high for ball one. Doing a lot of work, working diligently in the batting cage with Mandy Lopez and Casey Harms and all the Marauders coaching staff. Much improved hitter here in the latter part of the summer is Norquis Marcos. Pickoff to first base, checking in on Davies Nadal. He dives back safely. And surely some people are wondering about the pink-trimmed protective equipment that Marcos has been wearing for the better part of the season. Pink-trimmed elbow guard, shin guard, the 1-1. That is just inside ball two. Asked Marcos about that during our pregame conversation. He says, kind of a two-pronged situation. He likes the color pink in general, and also just the color pink reminds him of his mom, who he loves dearly. Runner on first, two outs, 2-1. Marcos takes a swing, and he misses. He chased low and outside. You usually see those pink-trimmed accessories. Players will wear those on Mother's Day and other similar special occasions. Marcos going full season, just about. Third baseman Cabrera playing deep in the hot corner, hugging the line. Here's the pitch. There goes Nadal for second, and Nadal, or rather Marcos, swings and fouls the pitch off. Marcos had a decent, or excuse me, Nadal had a decent jump there as Marcos poked it foul. So you'll see another pitch. Next pitch will be number 59 from Herman as he works with two outs here in the fourth. Here's the toss. Nadal not going this time. And the pitch is upstairs for ball three to Norquis Marcos. For the first few innings, Sean Herman really quick and efficient. That has not been the case in this fourth inning. At least for the past few batters. 3-2. There goes Nadal. Pitches up and in under the hands to Marcos. He draws ball four. And things are not trending in a positive direction here for Sean Herman. Back-to-back walks following the go-ahead two-run homer by Brendan Dixon. And with the Marauders leading 3-1 here in the fourth inning, threatening to add on more. And looking over to the Tarpons dugout, doesn't look like there will be any change just yet. And at least to the best of our knowledge, nobody warming up in the Tampa bullpen at the moment either. From this booth behind home plate, our vision is partially blocked by the seating bowl. Now time called as Herman wants a new baseball. All of this trouble coming with two outs in this fourth inning for Bradenton. Herman deals to Josiah Dixon. He swings and bounces the first pitch down the third baseline. Foul. And that bird, who was dangerously close to home plate earlier in the game, goes flying away from that third base dugout. I think that bouncing ball off Dixon's bat came a little too close for him, and I think that bird finally realizes the true peril he's been putting himself into. He's landed all the way up on top of the batter's eye in center field. 0-1 on Josiah Dixon. Davies Nadal on second. Norquis Marcos on first. Nadal dancing. Here's the 0-1 pitch. A swing and a drive down the right field line. Out of play. A Ball bouncing around a couple of tarped-off sections of seating. Navy blue tarps covering the similarly colored seats. Gigantic Tarpons logo adorning the center of those tarps over there. Herman steps off the rubber, trying to mentally prepare himself for a big 0-2 pitch as he looks to avoid further trouble in this fourth inning with two men aboard. From the stretch, right-hander deals the 0-2, low and outside with a slider, could not get Josiah Dixon to chase. Next pitch will be number 64 as he continues on here in the fourth inning. A lot of speed on the base paths. Here comes the 1-2. Dixon swings and pops it up first base side. This also finds the seats. Terrific battle here by Josiah Dixon. The Marauders lead the Tarpons 3-1 here in Tampa. Game 2 of the series. Bradenton taking the opener last night. Six runs to none. Trying to pad their lead here in the fourth. The 1-2 pitch taken just upstairs. Dixon takes ball 2. Herman thought he had him. Again with the automated balls and strikes here tonight. Won't do any good. Arguing at the plate umpire. Tarpons did not, but kind of puts you in a tough spot when you don't get the call that you want. 2-2, runners break. It is taken low and outside. Throw to third, sails down the left field line. Coming home to score from third, Davies Nadal. Into third base goes Norquis Marcos. And the Marauders scrap for another run. They now lead it 4-1. And now hold on a second. The Tarpons are clearing the field, and it looks like Davies Nadal has been called out instead on interference on the batter's part. So the run will not count after all, and the top of the fourth inning comes to a close, but the Marauders retake the lead on the Brandon Dixon two-run homer. It is 3-1 Bradenton. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more.
Here we go to the bottom of the fourth inning in Tampa. First pitch by Carlos Jimenez. Marauders right-hander misses low to Tarpons left fielder Taylor Aguilar. Spencer Smith back with you for the home half of the fourth inning at Steinbrenner Field. Marauders 3, Tarpons 1. Jimenez rocks and fires, and Aguilar takes one a bit high, ball 2. Go-ahead two-run homer to right field by Brendan Dixon in the top of the fourth as put the Marauders back in front, their second lead of the night. 2-0, Aguilar lays off high, ball 3. Carlos Jimenez has already issued a pair of walks, both of them coming in the first inning. Trying to fight back here on 3-0 to Aguilar. The pitch swung on, popped him up third base side. And Wyatt Hendry over near the Marauders dugout. He runs out of room as the ball hops high off of the dugout. And a young man wearing a Stars and Stripes themed Marauders jersey here. He's going to wander into the empty section of seats and pick that ball up. Now the 3-1 from Jimenez. Aguilar swings and lifts it to right center field. On his horse, Josiah Dixon. He can't get to it. It bounces all the way to the base of the wall. Dixon plays it off the carom, and Aguilar doesn't even think about third base. He pulls up right there with a leadoff double.
And Ted Tarkin's double is brought to you by the Doubletree by Hilton Tampa Airport West Shore.
That right field short porch always beckons to both left-handed pull hitters and right-handed opposite field hitters. Brennan Dixon taking full advantage of that for his go-ahead homer. Now Taylor Aguilar drilling one to the right center field gap for a double. Now here is Ben Rice. Jimenez checks second. The pitch. Rice looks at a fastball for a strike. Fastball will be approximately from 93 to 95 miles per hour from Carlos Jimenez. Here comes the 0-1 toss. Swing and a miss. A half-hearted swing as Rice decided too late that he didn't like the pitch after all. Goes around three-quarters of the way, though. So strike two digs him an 0-2 hole. Rice, the 12th round pick last year by the Yankees out of Dartmouth. Native New Englander, comes from Cohasset, Massachusetts, about an hour southeast of Boston. The 0-2. Rice swings and lifts a pop-up. Shallow left field. This is trouble. And it dunks in for a hit. Shortstop Nadal up with the ball. And his throw, a gentle one toward home on a bounce to Wyatt Hendry. Stopping at third, the leading runner, Taylor Aguilar. And here come the Tarpons in the fourth inning. First and third with nobody out. Carlos Jimenez was able to overcome a men on the corners jam in the first inning, but that was with two outs. See if he can wiggle out of trouble here in the fourth inning with the lead still intact. Go ahead, run to the plate now, and Christopher Familia. The pitch, left-handed batter, lays off low and inside. Familia adjusting the Velcro on his white batting gloves, his navy blue batting gloves, actually. Circling the bat away from his left shoulder, waiting for the 1-0. The toss from Jimenez. Too high, ball two. Hendry asks for time and promptly jogs out to the mound for a conversation. Breaking down the pitches here for Carlos Jimenez tonight. Working with nobody out here in the fourth inning, he has thrown 55 pitches. Not quite ideal. And of those 55, only 29 of them for strikes. Conversation over between pitcher and catcher. Hendry back to his post behind the plate. Jimenez threw 80 pitches in his 4 2/3 innings start on the mound last week against Palm Beach. Count 2-0 on Christopher Familia. Here's the pitch. Familia takes low for ball three. Don't see anybody throwing in the Marauders bullpen yet, although again, very well could be partially obstructed here in our view. Count 3-0. Pitch number 4 to Familia, taken for a strike in the outside corner. Nicely located pitch. The Tarpons have Taylor Aguilar on third base. He doubled, then moved to third on a bloop single by Ben Rice, who was on first base. From the stretch. 3-1 from Jimenez. Familia swings and lines it to second on a hot bounce. Marcos goes to second for one. Throw to first. In time to get him. 4-6-3 double play on a hard smash on one bounce to Marcos. Two outs in the inning. The run does come home from third to make it a one-run game. But that was just what the doctor ordered. 105 on the exit velo off the bat there from Christopher Familia. Norquis Marcos, tell you what. Talk about craftily and carefully fielding that ball to his glove side. Did a wonderful job. Nobody on and two outs now here in the fourth inning. Right for Salinas goes after the first pitch and chases a slider, or rather a curveball low and outside. Just filthy stuff at second base from Norquis Marcos, who Also played some steady defense last night at the same position for the Marauders in their shutout win. Here's the 0-1 in the dirt. For the second straight night, at least so far, not a ton of hard contact from Tampa. Tough break for them there. Hardest contact of the night goes for a double play. 1-1 pitch from Jimenez. Breaking ball, swung on and belted. Deep left field, Gonzalez looking up, and this one is not coming back. Way out of here, over the left field picnic area, and this game is tied on the right for Salinas solo job. Tape measure home run off the bat of Ryan for Salinas, his fifth home run of the season. And the Tarpons have tied the score for the second time this evening. That'll bring up Luis Santos as Jimenez looks to make it all the way through the fourth inning here. The pitch, right-handed batter looks at a strike. One of the most hitter-friendly ballparks in the league here in Tampa. Playing true to form tonight. Here comes the 0-1 offering. Breaking ball too high. A run-scoring double play ball and a solo homer to tie it by Ryan for Salinas. Here in the fourth inning. There's a swing and a pop-up. This is on the first base side. Brennan Dixon into foul ground. He wants it. And near the coaching box, staggering around, he makes the two-handed catch. And the inning is over, but a pair of Tarpons runs put them back in a tie. It's now 3-3 as we make our way to the fifth here in Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Back to the drawing board for the Marauders as this game is now tied up again at 3-3 here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. We go to the fifth inning. Sungche Chang leading off. Right-hander Sean Herman winds up and deals, and Chang takes the first pitch low, ball one. The Marauders, for a brief window of time, held a 3-1 lead over the Tarpons, who promptly tied it back up. 1-0, Chang swings and foul tips it into the mid of Gomez. Tarpons getting a run-scoring double play grounder, and then a game-tying solo blast by Reimer Salinas in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next pitch to Chang, low and inside, makes it 2-1. Working quickly, Sean Herman, the 19-year-old righty, deals, and a swing and a line drive shot foul. That was smoked over the Bradenton dugout. A couple of Marauders players ducking for cover. Looks like Luis Peralta, one of them. The windup and the 2-2 up and away, and the count runs full on Sungche Chang. Luis Peralta, by the way, scheduled to start tomorrow for Bradenton. Zach Messinger, right-hander, will go for the Tarpons. Here's Herman's payoff pitch. Chang is swinging a high chopper to first. Rice waits back on it. Kind of a funky in-between hop, but he plays it cleanly and walks it to the base himself for the ground out. Here's Sergio Campagna. The windup and the pitch, and Campagna, ugly-looking swing tied up in knots on the pitch low. Trying to hold up, but it was too late. Tied at 3, top of the 5th inning at Steinbrenner Field. Next pitch to Campagna, swung on and popped up. Shallow right field, second baseman Santos out, right fielder Salinas in, and Salinas makes the one-handed catch. Taking charge late as that ball started hurtling back to earth. And the first two Marauders hitters are retired here in the 5th inning. Two gone for Tres Gonzalez, who is 0 for 2. From the left side, he waits. Pitch by Herman. Slider backs over the outside corner, a strike. Still working at blazing speed. Next pitch by Herman. Clips the inside corner to Gonzalez. Called strike 2. Gonzalez calls time. Steps out of the box. This really hasn't done the Marauders a whole world of good. As once Herman has been into a groove, he tends to stay there. His 0-2 pitch. Gonzalez swings and chops it foul up the first baseline. Gonzalez struck out swinging in the first inning, grounded out to the first baseman unassisted in the 4th. Gently circling that black bat over his left shoulder, waiting patiently. A 0-2 pitch, high and outside. Left fielder Taylor Aguilar, just a bit toward that left field line, playing Gonzalez to the opposite field. Now the 1-2, outside. Shortstop Chirinos playing close to the middle, feet right up against that chalk line. The motion, and the 2-2. Gonzalez swings and bounces one inside the third base line, a fair ball, and into left field for a hit. Tres Gonzalez punches one on the ground to the opposite field, just out of the reach of Cabrera to his backhand side. And Tres Gonzalez, a two-out single here in the 5th. That puts the go-ahead run aboard for Bradenton. Gonzalez has now hit safely in 4 in a row and in 4 of his 5 games for the Marauders. He's the go-ahead run on first. Jack Brannigan, the hitter. The pitch. Brannigan swings and smokes a line drive. Foul down the left field line. Oh, boy. That was close. Gustavo Amaña, Marauders third base coach, standing with hands on his hips, glancing directly down that line as if he swears that ball was fair. Jack Brannigan almost had, at the very least, a double to push Gonzalez to third base. Might have had an RBI double had that ball been fair. Herman has that black glove resting against the side of his left thigh. Now hands together at the chest. Pick off to first base, and a little bit of a low throw, no problem for Rice as Gonzalez dives safely. Score tied 3-3, top of the 5th inning at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Herman's 0-1. There's a swing and a line drive to the second baseman on one hop. Side spin keeps it on the infield, weakly hit. And Santos fields cleanly, throws to first in time. Inning is over. We are through 4.5 here in Tampa. Marauders 3, Tarpons 3. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun,
grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long.
Quickly beginning the bottom of the fifth inning here in Tampa, Carlos Jimenez fires his first pitch into the dirt for ball one on Roberto Chirinos. Tampa shortstop leading off the bottom of the fifth, score tied at 3-3. The 1-0 toss swung on and cued foul off the end of the bat. Poked over toward the on-deck hitter, Spencer Jones. A ball and a strike on Roberto Chirinos, a strikeout victim his first time up. The Marauders have held two separate leads tonight, unable to hang on to either of them. Led 1-0 coming out of the first, and then led 3-1 coming out of the top of the fourth. Locked up at 3-3. Here's the windup and the 1-1 from Jimenez. Too high with the heater. Marauders in the road grays, paired with the two-tone hats, black crown, gold brim. Tarpons in the traditional home white pinstripes, emulating those of the parent club. Here's the windup, the 2-1. Curveball over the outside corner for strike two. One of the better curveballs we've seen from Jimenez tonight. 3 runs, 7 hits for the Marauders. 3 runs, 5 hits for the Tarpons this evening. Right-hander's motion and the 2-2. Curveball again. Check swing by Chirinos. He did not go around. Good hold up on the curveball in the dirt and wide. Hendry's double over behind home plate. He is on his knees and now thankfully up to his feet into a crouching position. And Casey Lee, the Marauders trainer, is quickly out of the dugout to look at Hendry. Well, Wyatt has taken a couple of tough blows this season and even missed some time with a few weeks on the injured list earlier this summer. We're hoping that Hendry's going to be okay to stay in this game. He is up on his feet. Casey Lee leaves the field. So this is good news. And Hendry, at least for now, is going to be able to continue. Like Hendry in blocking that pitch. Got the ricochet of it out of the dirt into an awkward spot. Couldn't see exactly where, though. Plate umpire Trey Ward asking Hendry if he is indeed okay. Hendry appears to say yes. So the count now 3-2. Here's the windup. Jimenez the payoff to Chirinos. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike three. Pure filth from Jimenez, who picks up his third strikeout. Leadoff man gone here in the fifth inning. Let's see if Jimenez can be quick and efficient here in the fifth. Spencer Jones, tough leadoff hitter. First round pick by the Yankees out of Vanderbilt this year. First pitch, high and outside. Jones a walk in the first inning. Beat out an infield single in the third and later came around to score. Here comes the 1-0. Plunks him square in the back. Fastball got away from Jimenez and Carlos holding that right hand up to his neck right after watching Jones leave the batter's box. And Jimenez not happy with himself in the least. Jones slowly walking up the first baseline. Now onto the bag as he's getting ready to take a small lead off of first base. Antonio Gomez the batter. One of the more productive hitters in this Tarpons lineup trying to bring home that go-ahead run. Here's the pitch. Jimenez gets a curveball in there for a strike at the knees. That curveball starting to see some new life here in the fifth inning. One out, runner on first. Score tied 3-3 here in Tampa. Here comes the 0-1. Gomez takes outside. Marauders outfield is playing Gomez straight away and deep. Plenty of raw power from the right side. Gomez with 5 home runs on the season. Crouching, closed-off stance. The 1-1. Swung on and drilled on a high liner foul. Ooh, off the facing of the Roof over there on the first base side. Whole roof line here at Steinbrenner Field emulates that of Yankee Stadium. The ornate white trim work all along the roof. That's where that ball hit off of. Now the count, 1-2. From the stretch, Jimenez the delivery. Breaking ball swung on and roped down the left field line. Foul. Rattles into and out of the last section of seats and bounces down into the Marauders' bullpen below. There does appear to be someone standing in the Bradenton bullpen and throwing. I believe that is Carlos Lomeli. Jimenez, a long pause, the 1-2. That curveball left too high. Outside the zone, 2-2 now. Jimenez trying to execute these pitches carefully. Gomez, a hitter that will make a pitcher pay for a mistake. The 2-2. Curveball again, cut on and missed. Strike three, he got him to chase it down. Gomez down on strikes, and there are two gone here in the home half of the fifth inning. Only question now is, as Marcos Cabrera digs into the box, how much longer is Carlos Jimenez's leash? 78 pitches thrown as he works here in the fifth with two outs. Righty on righty matchup. Runner breaks early, pickoff to first base, and they got him! Spencer Jones caught leaning at first base, and Carlos Jimenez pounds his chest in victory with his right hand as he is through a scoreless fifth inning here in Tampa. On to the sixth here at Steinbrenner Field. The Marauders and Tarpons tied at three. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Six-foot-six lefty Ryan Anderson on to pitch relief for the Tarpons. We're into the sixth inning here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Anderson's first pitch low and inside to Marauders catcher Wyatt Hendry. 1-for-2 tonight is Hendry with a run scored. Anderson with a 1-0, and Hendry takes a low strike, 1-1. Ryan Anderson, native of Reno, Nevada, 12th-round pick in 2019 by the Yankees. Here's his 1-1 toss, low and inside, just over Hendry's shoe chops. He dances out of the way. Anderson brings that size onto the mound, 6'6", 205 pounds. 23 years old, he'll be turning 24 in a couple of weeks as Hendry swings over the top of a back foot slider. Count is 2-2. Anderson bringing in solid numbers on the season, 28 relief appearances, 3.86 ERA, 1.27 whip. Opponents batting 235. 2-2, Swing and a bouncing ball. Foul by Hendry. Strikeouts far outnumber the walks. 55 strikeouts, 19 free passes over 51 in one-third innings by Anderson. Gets the signal from Gomez. Another 2-2. Hendry swings in. Bounces this one weakly. Foul third baseline. Anderson wears the navy blue number 48 on the back of the pinstriped jersey. Emulating that of the parent club, the Yankees. Wearing a light tan glove as he takes a breath. Winds up and offers up the 2-2 pitch. A backdoor breaking ball. Strike three. Wyatt Hendry knew it immediately. Nasty two-strike breaker. Gets the punch out on Hendry. And that will bring up Brandon Dixon, who launched a go-ahead at the time, two-run homer to right field in the fourth inning. That at the time gave Bradenton a 3-1 lead that has since disappeared. The pitch by Anderson, and he gets a fastball in there for a strike. Bottom of the fourth inning, Tarpons quickly tied the score. Run-scoring double play grounder and a Reimfer Salinas solo homer. 0-1, Dixon swings and rolls it up the middle. Shortstop Chirinos to his left, grabs it, has to hurry, throw to first, is wild past the first baseman Rice, and it bounces off the Tarpons dugout and stays in play. Well, not sure what happened there. Ben Rice was making what looked like a routine stretch, and we didn't see him move very much to one side or the other. That ball getting past Rice, and so Brendan Dixon reaches safely on the error. Now the question is that error charged to Chirinos or to Rice? We'll follow up when we find out. See if the Marauders can take advantage of that one-out error. Here's Davies Nadal. First pitch taking a fastball for a strike. The Marauders in search of retaking the lead for the second time tonight. The 0-1 misses outside. Davies Nadal really struggling against left-handed pitching this season. From the stretch, Anderson glances at first base, and the pitch is outside. Lefty-righty splits for Nadal on the year. Hitting 170 against southpaws, 224 against righties. Now the 1-2 pitch. Anderson grabs the outside corner. That's a strike. And actually that was strike two there, not strike three. Brendan Dixon inching off of first carefully. Ben Rice holding him on. Anderson with the next toss. Nadal swings through a breaking ball. He flailed away after it low. Strike three. And there are two away for the Marauders here in the sixth inning. Got a handful of members of the Ryan Anderson fan club here in town. Not sure if it's family or friends, but a few people are very enthusiastically cheering Ryan Anderson on from more over on the Tarpon side of the seating bowl. Here's Norquis Marcos. First pitch swinging, he sends a fly ball to right field. This one relatively deep. Salinas back onto the warning track. He makes the catch. The inning is over. The Marauders leave Dixon stranded on first here in the sixth inning. We remain tied at three here at Steinbrenner Field. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com. Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under.
For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders and the Tarpons remain tied at 3 here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. And the Marauders dip into their bullpen for the first time tonight. Right-hander Carlos Lomeli comes on a relief fellow righty Carlos Jimenez. Lomeli, a long dark brown hair spilling out from underneath that black hat. Deals to Marcos Cabrera, who moves up in the batter's box. The pitch arrives, and the breaking ball from Lomeli low and outside. Well, Lomeli, after a strong start to his season, the month of April was a fantastic one for him. Saw his numbers take a downward trend for a couple of months, and he saw that ERA bloated up over 7 for a good portion of the season. Lately, though, Lomeli's been lights out. He deals the 1-0 to Cabrera, swinging at a foul back. Since the beginning of July, Carlos Lomeli has made 10 appearances and has put up a 3.57 ERA and a 1.25 whip. Doing much, much better lately. Gets the signal from Hendry, sets to the belt. Here comes the 1-1. Cabrera takes a breaking ball. Strike called on the inside corner. Cabrera didn't care for it. It looked like he even thought about trying to challenge the call. That's not part of the deal tonight. Fully automated balls and strikes last night and this evening. The 1-2. Breaking ball just low and outside. Almost painted the black. 2-2. Challenge system will be re-implemented for tomorrow and on through the rest of the series. Every Thursday through Sunday here in the Florida State League. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball again. Hammered foul into the ground and into the Marauders' dugout. Final line this evening for Carlos Jimenez. 5 innings, 5 hits, 3 runs each of them earned. Walked 2 and struck out 4. He leaves with a no decision. 2-2 again from Lomeli. Way outside, and the count is now full. Sunset forming off in the distance, not immediately visible to us. Third baseline of the ballpark. The set, the 3-2. Cabrera swings and misses. Lomeli gets him on a breaking ball. One gone here in the sixth inning. Carlos Lomeli gets the swinging strikeout on a 3-2 breaking ball. And that will bring up Taylor Aguilar, whom the Marauders have yet to retire tonight. He walked in the first, doubled in the fourth, and later scored from third base on a double play grounder that saw two of his teammates get erased. Here's the pitch. Left-handed batter takes inside. Marauders got a Sungche Chang leadoff homer to begin the game tonight. Added two more in the fourth inning on a Brendan Dixon two-run homer to right field. The 1-0. There's a swing and a drive out to right field by Aguilar. And coming in on the run to make the catch, Josiah Dixon. Take care of that high line drive, and quickly two outs for the Tarpons. Now the Tarpons, we have told you how they scored one of their runs in the fourth inning. There's also the Reinfer Salinas game-tying solo homer to left field. Back in the third inning, the Tarpons' first run was a Marcos Cabrera RBI single. Here now is Ben Rice, two outs, nobody on. The pitch, slow breaking ball guided over the outside corner, strike called. Two outs, the base is empty for the Tarpons. Score tied at 3, game 2 of a 6-game set. 0-1. Fastball swung on, pounded foul toward the Tarpons' dugout. Ricochets back on the field over toward Brendan Dixon, the first baseman. Lomeli working slightly off of the first base side of the rubber. Brings those hands together, ahead 0-2. Here's the pitch to Ben Rice. He swings and chops one back to the mound. Lomeli moves to his left, grabs it, underhand flip to Dixon. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons here in their half of the sixth inning. Still tied at 3, we make our way to the seventh here in Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
All right, Tarpons fans, it's time for our
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Marauders and the Tarpons still locked at 3 apiece here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. Josiah Dixon leads the way here in the seventh inning and takes the first pitch inside on a slider from big left-hander Ryan Anderson. Spencer Smith back with you as we work our way into the later innings of this contest. Anderson quickly the 1-0 pitch. Dixon takes inside just off the corner, and it's 2-0. Number 9 hitter in the order tonight for the Marauders is 0-2. Tried to bunt his way aboard in the third, was thrown out, struck out looking in the fourth. 2-0. Dixon takes high, ball three, nowhere close. Marauders are in search of base runners as they were coming out swinging early on tonight. Since then, the bats have fallen a little bit silent for the past couple of frames. The 3-0, Dixon taking all the way, and not sure where that pitch missed. Maybe low, ball four. Josiah Dixon works a four-pitch walk, and a puzzled Ryan Anderson, not openly protesting, but certainly looking confused as to where that pitch missed. Now Sung Che Chang to the dish. Go-ahead run on first with nobody out in the seventh inning. Third baseman Cabrera playing up on the cut of the grass. Here's the toss. Chang takes a strike at the knees. He didn't care for that call. Full ABS tonight. Trey Ward not making the calls himself. Nonetheless, players on both sides have had some questioning glances tonight. High leg kick and a throw to first base. A little low on the pickoff throw. No trouble, though, for Rice. As Dixon is back in safely. Josiah Dixon, a man who can cause chaos in the base paths. This Marauders lineup is full of such men. Bradenton, the second leading team in the FSL in steals. The 0-1, Dixon not going. And the pitch a little outside to Chang. The Tarpons, by the way, are the team who leads the FSL in stolen bases as a team. We've seen a couple of them this week already. 1-1, there goes Dixon for second. Pitches swung on and missed. Throw down to second base is not in time. Dixon safe on the play. And the shortstop Chirinos accidentally collapsing into a heap over Josiah Dixon, who's a little bit slow to get up, but now he's up on his feet, standing on the bag. So the ninth steal and 11 tries as a Marauder this season for Josiah Dixon. That go-ahead run now moves into scoring position. Sung Che Chang chasing that last breaking ball and a pitch low. Couldn't hold up on the check swing. Count 1-2 from Ryan Anderson. A look at second. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Check swing again by Chang. Did he go? No, he did not. Close one. Chad Westlake indicating no from the shallow shortstop position where he is right now with a man on second base, nobody out. Chang trying to knock home that go-ahead run from second. Here comes Anderson's 2-2, breaking ball low for ball three. Couple couple of pitches ago, we saw Josiah Dixon on second do a little start and stop movement, trying to catch Anderson's attention. Walking off second base into his lead here as Anderson sets. A look back. The 3-2 pitch. Low and outside. Chang draws ball four wide. Back-to-back free passes issued. And now the Marauders mounting a threat with nobody out here in the seventh. Here comes Sergio Campagna. Now there's a right-hander standing up in the Tampa bullpen in the right field corner. His identity for now is concealed from us. Partially obstructed view here from the booth. Campagna, right-handed hitter facing the tall lefty Anderson. Two aboard, nobody out. Here's the pitch. Big curveball that's just high, a ball. Campagna is 1-for-3 tonight with an infield single back in the first inning. Since then, a ground out to short and a fly out to right field. The 1-0 delivery. Low in the dirt, smothered by Gomez. No movement from the runners, but the count now 2-0 on Campagna. Ryan Anderson first came on in relief of starter Sean Herman to begin the sixth inning. Herman going 5. 3 runs allowed on 7 hits. Now Anderson with a 2-0. Campagna gets plunked in the back by a pitch. Certainly not the way that he wanted to get on board, but the Marauders have loaded the bases with nobody out here in the seventh, and that will bring up Tres Gonzalez. At OBP coming in for Campagna, already well north of 300, continues to climb as he's found his way onto the bases twice this evening. Now Ryan Anderson will get a mound visit from Antonio Gomez. Tarpon's shortstop Chirinos also joining the conversation up there on the bump. And if I'm not mistaken, I don't believe that Tres Gonzalez has yet had a bases-loaded opportunity in a Marauders uniform. We will see a lefty-on-lefty matchup with the game on the line here in the top of the seventh inning. Score tied at 3 in Tampa. Infield up for the Tarpons. Anderson, the pitch to Gonzalez, hits him in the back, and that's going to force in the go-ahead run. That's smart as Gonzalez is slow to leave the home plate area, but now he's gingerly jogging up to first base. A sudden bout of wildness from Ryan Anderson has forced home the go-ahead run, and the Marauders keep pouring it on. He has some discipline and a little bit of luck as Anderson has just happened to find the torsos of two straight Bradenton batters with his pitches. Here out of the Tarpons dugout comes manager Rachel Balkovec. And that's going to be all for Ryan Anderson tonight. A rough exit for the big left-hander from Nevada. And Tarpons move to the bullpen for the second time. We'll step aside for a moment, come back and tell you more about the new pitcher for Tampa. The Marauders leading 4-3 here in the seventh inning at Steinbrenner Field. We'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, Fan Appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course!
Catchy. I like it.
River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The new pitcher for the Tarpons is right-hander Nick Pachorek. Righty's going to take over and face Marauders third baseman Jack Brannigan, with Bradenton already back in the lead 4-3. For those who are just joining us, this game tied at 3 at the end of 4 innings. We are now into the top of the 7th, and here's what has happened so far here in the 7th inning. Leadoff walk by Josiah Dixon, a walk by Sung-Che Chang, Sergio Campagna hit by a pitch in the back. Same was the case for Tres Gonzalez, who followed Campagna. He, too, was hit in the back, and that forced home the go-ahead run. So bases full, nobody out for Jack Brannigan, who is 1-for-3 with an infield single. Nick Pachorek, 6'2", 195 pounds from the Los Angeles area. Sets, delivers, Brannigan takes outside for ball one. This is the first time the Marauders are seeing Nick Pachorek. Sherman Oaks, California native, 7th-round pick in 2019 by the Yankees out of Northwestern. The 1-0 to Brannigan. He swings and lines it to left field. It's in for a base hit. Coming in to score from third is Chang. Right behind him, Campagna. He scores easily. 2-run single for Jack Brannigan. And it's now 6-3 Marauders. Jack Brannigan have a night. He's 2-for-4 with a pair of runs batted in. And he stretches the Marauders' lead to 3 here in the 7th inning. Tres Gonzalez halts at second base as that single went into left field. And the Marauders keep the train rolling. Pachorek sets, facing Wyatt Hendry now. His fellow Southern Californian awaits the pitch. And here it is from Pachorek. Hendry swings in, smokes one to left field, a high liner. Aguilar to his right, makes the catch on the light jog, quickly hucks it in toward third base. No advance from the base runners. So a hard hit ball by Hendry. Unfortunately, doesn't do the Marauders any good this time. Still only one away, though, for Bradenton as Brendan Dixon steps in now. Well, some of our fans who followed baseball in the 70s or the 80s, that name Pachorek may ring a bell. Baseball really runs the Pachorek family. Nick's dad and two of his uncles played professionally. Probably the most notable of the bunch, Tom Pachorek. 18 years in the big leagues and former White Sox color analyst. Early break from third and hung up between second and third base is Tres Gonzalez, and he's going to get thrown out easily. Pachorek throws to the third baseman Cabrera, tag applied, and Gonzalez flagged out shy of third base. Up to second base behind him, meanwhile, goes Jack Brannigan. So the Marauders have had a few base-running gaps that have run them out of situations and opportunities offensively tonight. A couple of runners caught stealing in the earlier innings. And now Tres Gonzalez caught on an early attempted steal of third. Brendan Dixon in the box, a man on second, two gone, the pitch. Dixon takes low and inside. Pachorek, a converted catcher. 2019, the year he was drafted, was his first season as a pitcher only. From the stretch, he looks at second base where Brannigan leads off. The 1-0 pitch swung on, smoked down the left field line. This ball is foul into the corner by Dixon. Would have easily scored Brannigan, but just a long strike one. Well, Pachorek in his conversion from catcher to pitcher during that 2019 season worked with a family friend on his pitching mechanics and threw bullpens in his backyard in Southern California. And lo and behold, as mentioned, the Yankees made him their 7th-round pick that year. The 1-1 offering. Dixon takes low. This is to the backstop. Gomez back to retrieve it. Brannigan up to third base standing up. He even takes a short turnaround third. So Brannigan advances 90 feet on the wild pitch. And with two outs, the Marauders look to tack on another run to make it a 4-run lead. Bradenton 6, Tampa 3. Visitors half of the 7th inning at Steinbrenner Field. Here's Pachorek ready at the belt buckle, the 2-1. Dixon swings and lines it to right center, a base hit. That scores Brannigan from third base, and Brendan Dixon has himself a 3 RBI game. Line drive just out of the leaping attempt of the second baseman Santos, and it's now a 7-3 Marauders lead. Ryan Anderson, a rocky beginning to the seventh inning. Nick Pachorik has not fared much better. Eighth man to the plate this inning now, Davies Nadal. First pitch, a fastball strike. Dixon, cautious lead off first base. Ben Rice holding him on. Now the 0-1. Nadal takes a swing and lifts it down the left field line. Shallow and foul, out of play. Talked about baseball running in the Pachorik family. Nick's dad, Mike, played 5 years in the Dodgers and the Braves organizations. Now the runner breaks for second. Nadal swings and lifts it to left center field. On the run, Spencer Jones into the gap. Gracefully glides over and makes the catch. So we'll save that background for another time as Nadal flies out to end the inning. But the Marauders play four to take a 7-3 lead here in Tampa. Time to stretch at Steinbrenner Field. And we'll be right back. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today.
Carlos Lomeli returns to pitch the seventh inning for the Marauders. First pitch flown to center field by Christopher Familia. And an easy routine catch out in center by Sergio Campagna. Moving slightly to his right, one pitch and one gone for the Tarpons here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Spencer Smith back with you tonight. Glad to have you along with for the ride for this Wednesday evening. This is game two of a six-game series between the Marauders and the Tarpons. Bradenton winners 6-0 last night. They have a four-run lead in this one. Here's Reimfer Salinas. The pitch. Big curveball from Lomeli over for a strike. Lomeli, the first and only man out of the bullpen so far tonight for the Marauders. Quickly, his 0-1. At fastball in the zone. Strike two. Slight check swing by Salinas. Couldn't make up his mind. He digs himself an 0-2 hole. Salinas last time up. A solo homer to left field that at the time was a game-tying blast. 0-2. Breaking ball, cut on a miss. Strike three. Reimfer Salinas put away on strikes by Carlos Lomeli. And that is the last six in a row retired by Marauders pitching. Luis Santos is next up. Two outs, nobody aboard. A slight choke up on the bat handle. Santos resting the bat on his right shoulder. The pitch. Curveball, cut on a miss. Chased in the dirt. Curveball getting a lot of chases tonight from Carlos Lomeli, who, as we mentioned an inning ago, is showing vast, vast improvement here in the latter portion of the summer for Bradenton out of the bullpen. Ready on the hill. Here he comes with the 0-1. There's a swing and a ground ball. First base. Stumbling stop to the glove side by Brendan Dixon. A half dive, a half crawl, but he gets the job done. Running into the base himself, and the inning is over. 1-2-3 go the Tarpons here in the seventh, and the Marauders take their 7-3 lead into the eighth here at Steinbrenner Field. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Lecon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders are inching closer and closer to a Game 2 win of this series here in Tampa. First, a little more work to do at the plate as they lead the Tarpons 7-3. Norquis Marcos leads off against new right-hander Trevor Holloway. Tarpons righty deals, and Marcos swings and fouls one back over the screen. Trevor Holloway, where's the navy blue number 34 on his back? That pinstripe jersey comes from Fort Wayne, Indiana. Signed in 2020 by the Yankees as an undrafted free agent. Here's his 0-1. Marcos backs away from one and takes that one just inside off the plate. A ball and a strike. The Marauders have seen a little bit of Holloway between this season and last. He is one of the returning members of this Tarpons pitching staff. 1-1. Swing and a miss. That looked like the slider. Holloway throws four different pitches. Fastball, slider, cutter, and splitter. Several different men throwing that splitter here on this Tarpons pitching staff. The 1-2 pitch. Looks like a slider again. Low and outside. It goes rolling to the backstop. For the Marauders here in the eighth inning, 8-9-1 in the order. Norquis Marcos, Josiah Dixon, Sung Che Chang. Holloway, tan glove up against his chest. Hand inside the glove. 2-2 pitch. Backdoor slider. Strike three called. Inside corner and at the knees. Marcos frozen on the slide piece. And some wicked stuff there from Trevor Holloway. Fourth pitcher of the evening for the Tarpons will continue his night against Josiah Dixon now. Righty on a righty. Here's the first pitch to Dixon. Swings and it's a bouncing ball to the shortstop. Torinos gets the eyeball high hop. Throw to first in time to get the speedy Dixon by a step. Trevor Holloway, a 25-year-old righty, attended Central Florida out in Orlando. And just mentioned, an undrafted free agent signing by the Yankees 2 years ago. Split last season between Tampa and High A Hudson Valley. Here's Sung Che Chang, takes a first offering low. Numbers are very good this year for Holloway. 2.72 ERA, spanning 27 appearances. Opponents batting 238 off of him. The whip at 1.34. 1-0 coming to Chang. That's low and inside. The Marauders have 7 runs on 9 hits, no errors. Tampa, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error. That 1 error, however, did not come back to hurt them. 2-0 pitch. Chang takes a look at it on the outside corner, a strike. Pivotal point in this game. 4-run top of the 7th for Bradenton. Bases loaded, hit by pitch to Tres Gonzalez. Run scoring singles by Jack Brannigan and Brendan Dixon. 2-1. Chang swings and weakly chops it. First base line. This ball kicks. Foul. A little bit of spin on it as Chang chopped it high up into the air. And the first baseman, Rice, couldn't track it down before it crossed over foul. Marauders, with their win last night, moved to 3 games over the Tarpons for first place in the West Division. As we mentioned briefly earlier in the game, all of a sudden the Dunedin Blue Jays are creeping into the picture. They're only a half game back of the Tarpons now, with the Blue Jays playing well, taking 4 of 6 last week from Tampa. 2-2. Chang lays off low and outside, and he works the count full. That prompts a glance at the out-of-town scoreboard now. Dunedin right now losing to Jupiter 5-3 in the top of the 8th inning. So that's worth keeping an eye on. The Tarpons are hoping the Blue Jays don't win many games this week. 3-2 payoff pitch to Chang. Swung on, rolled up the middle. A backhand dive and a miss by the second baseman Santos. It rolls into right center for a base knock. Chang guiding that one just past the outstretched diving reach of Santos. And Sungjae Chang has his second hit of the night. Hits and walks and reaching base consistently all up and down the lineup tonight for the Marauders. It has been an all-hands-on-deck effort. Taking a quick glance now, each of the first 7 hitters in the Marauders lineup have hit safely in this game now. Here's Sergio Campagna. The toss, a swing and a chopper, weakly fouled up the third baseline. The other 2 men in the order, Norquis Marcos and Josiah Dixon, don't have hits, but they have walked. So everybody in the Marauders' order has now reached base in some manner. Multi-hit games by 3 men. Chang, Brannigan, Dixon. Brendan Dixon, that is. Runner breaks for second. Swing and a miss by Campagna. Throw to second. Pops in and out of the mid of the second baseman, Santos. And in safely with a steal is Sungjae Chang, his 24th of the year. Those 3 aforementioned men all with 2 hits on the night for Bradenton. Chang puts himself into scoring position. The Marauders hoping to further advance their 4-run lead. Count is 1-1 on Campagna after he swung and missed through that previous pitch. Holloway glances back at second. Here's pitch number 3. Campagna takes a slider low and outside. Other scores across the league tonight. Lakeland 4, St. Lucie 3, bottom of the 6th inning. Top of the 7th inning, 4 Myers leading Palm Beach 5-4. Daytona 2, Clearwater nothing, top of the 7th inning. And what is going on now? Shortstop Chirinos is coming in. He was talking to the umpires about something. Are we maybe having a disconnect or a disagreement about the count? Should be 2-1. If I'm not mistaken, I think Holloway was asking what the count was. Well, the count is 1-2, not 2-1. Okay, so 1-2 on Sergio Campagna. Trevor Holloway back onto the rubber, leaning in, bending at the waist, looking for the signal from Gomez. Now brings the hands together at the chest. The 1-2 offering. Slider, check swing by Campagna. Did he go? Yes, he did. Strike 3 and the inning is over. Rough call there. Sungjae Chang is left stranded on second base. We are through 7.5 here in Tampa. The Marauders lead 7-3 over the Tarpons. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community.
The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, the first-place Marauders are six outs away defensively from wrapping up a second straight win over the second-place Tampa Tarpons. Here we go to the bottom of the eighth. Roberto Chirinos leads off for Tampa, and Carlos Lomeli deals. First pitch swung on, popped up. First base side, foul ground, and Brendan Dixon runs out of room as the Marauders' first baseman ends up over against the side wall there. That ball landing 5 or 6 rows deep into the navy blue seats. 0-1 the count on Chirinos. The ninth hitting shortstop in the order for the Tarpons, striking out in each of his first two at-bats tonight. The 0-1. Slider spins low and outside from Lomeli. 1-1 to Chirinos. Last seven hitters in a row for the Tarpons have been retired. Last man to reach base was Spencer Jones on a hit-by-pitch in the fifth inning. 1-1. Breaking ball. Cut on it. Missed. Strike two. That curveball's been a crafty one from Carlos Lomeli tonight. Plenty of swings and misses. Now time called as Chirinos steps out of the box, trying to throw Lomeli out of his groove. Lomeli 6 up and 6 down out of the Bradenton bullpen. He kicks and fires. The 1-2. Low and outside in the dirt, Chirinos takes. Carlos Jimenez, pitching 5 innings in his latest start for the Marauders tonight, allowed 3 runs on 5 hits, walked a pair, struck out 4. He leaves with a no decision. 2-2 pitch. Breaking ball, low and away again. Chirinos taking that one, and the count is now full. Tarpons have had 3 different relievers come onto the scene, behind starter Sean Herman, who also went 5 innings. Out of the bullpen, Ryan Anderson, Nick Pichorek, and Trevor Holloway. Lomeli's 3-2 to Chirinos. Breaking ball. Got him looking. Strike 3. Inner half of the zone on that big breaking ball. Chirinos sits down. He has the hat trick tonight. Down on strikes 3 times.
Now on the target, number 14, Madison Santos. Number 14.
That brings up Madison Santos. We've done a little bit of out-of-town scoreboard glancing tonight. We're going to look at what the Pirates have been up to this evening. First pitch to the next man up, Spencer Jones, a little too high. And actually, have a pinch hitter for Jones, Madison Santos. The pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball, hit to second base. Marcos backs up on it after charging, gathers it, throws to first. It's out of the glove of Brendan Dixon, and Madison Santos is safe at first base. That throw by Marcos, while a little bit rushed, was not in the dirt, and it was one that looked like Dixon had in the pocket of his glove briefly but couldn't squeeze it. And so the error allows Santos to reach first base safely. Madison Santos on at first. Checking in on the Pirates score. They trail the Red Sox 4-2, top of the seventh up at PNC Park. First pitch to the next batter, Antonio Gomez. Low and inside, a ball. That error, by the way, first of the night for Bradenton. Defense has been a little better over the last few games. Here comes the 1-0. Swing and a miss by Gomez. That error is going to go to Norquis Marcos on the throw. Number 9 on the season for Marcos. Count 1-1. Pitch to Gomez. Check swing and a breaking ball near the outside corner, but he didn't go. Nor was the pitch called a strike. Tarpon's trying to manufacture a late rally here in the bottom of the 8th. They trail the Marauders by 4. 2-1. Swing and a roller to short. This could be 2. Nadal down to a knee. Fields cleanly. Throw to second for 1. Marcos on to first. 6-4-3. Double play. Nadal, Marcos, Dixon, inning over. A scoreless 8th by Carlos Lomeli. We go into the 9th. Marauders lead 7-3 here in Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Smooth sailing in the moment for the Marauders here in Tampa, who lead the Tarpons 7-3. Moving to the top of the ninth inning, Tres Gonzalez leads off the inning and takes a fastball strike from right-hander Trevor Holloway. 3-4-5 in the order for Bradenton. Gonzalez followed by Jack Brannigan and Wyatt Hendry. Skies around us are all dark here in Tampa. A little bit of traffic buzzing by outside the ballpark beyond the outfield as the 0-1 pitch arrives. That's too high and outside. 1-1 on Tres Gonzalez. Out in the distance, beyond right center field, large hospital, as well as any accompanying parking garage. Probably about a half mile or so away from this ballpark. The 1-1, Gonzalez swings and lifts it to left center field. The chance for the left fielder Aguilar. He moves into the gap and makes the routine catch. One gone. Not a ton of lights surround the ballpark, at least in the immediate vicinity beyond the outfield. You do, of course, have Raymond James Stadium, home of the NFL's Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's on the first base side of Steinbrenner Field, right across the street. That looms very close by. Jack Brannigan bats next for the Marauders. Stands in, takes a pitch outside, ball one. Get the whole Steinbrenner and Himes complex around this ballpark. Backfields, player development facilities, very similar to what you see in Bradenton, although a little more clustered together here in Tampa. Next pitch, over for a strike from Holloway. A Bases empty, top of the ninth for the Marauders, who would maybe look to add another run or two to their total here in the top half of the ninth inning. 1-1, Brannigan checks his swing and a pitch upstairs, and he did not go around. Major intersection at this hour outside the left center field wall here. Intersection of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Dale Mabry Highway. Relatively quiet as Brannigan swings and fights a pitch off foul. Normally one of the busier intersections here in the city of Tampa. Right outside that left center field wall, just past the video board. Two and two on Jack Brannigan. The offering from Holloway. Cut on it. Missed. Strike three as Brannigan chases a slider from Holloway. And they're two gone for the Marauders here in the ninth inning. Wyatt Hendry will step to the plate for the fifth time now. He is one for four and has hit safely in five straight games now. Holloway sets and delivers to the Marauders' right-handed hitting catcher, who swings through a fastball. Bottom of the ninth inning, around the corner, the Marauders will face 3, 4, and 5 in the Tampa lineup. Marcos Cabrera, Taylor Aguilar, Ben Rice. The 0-1. Hendry swings and misses again. Trevor Holloway showing off good stuff. Fastball, slider, cutter, splitter. His four-pitch arsenal. Sets the chest, deals the 0-2. Hendry swings and flies one to right field. Slicing away from the right fielder, Salinas, and it bloops in for a base hit. Wyatt Hendry, another two-hit night, and the Marauders will keep things going here in the top of the ninth inning. Brendan Dixon seeing the ball well tonight. Two hits, three runs batted in. Two-run homer to right field in the fourth inning. That was, at the time, a go-ahead homer. And an RBI single in the seventh, part of a four-run Marauders rally. The pitch. Dixon takes underneath the hands. A fastball rides inside on him. Seven runs, 10 hits, and one error for Bradenton. Three runs on 5 hits, one error for the Tarpons. Holloway's 1-0. Hendry breaks for second. Pitch low and outside. Throw to second by Gomez. Not in time. Hendry is safe. A perfect 4-for-4 in stolen bases this season is Wyatt Hendry. It runs on Antonio Gomez, who threw a seed down to second base. Beautifully placed throw right over the bag. And minimum effort for Santos, the second baseman, applying that tag. Couldn't quite get it onto him in time, though. See if Dixon can knock Hendry home from second now. The 1-1. There's a swing and a bouncing ball to third, fielded cleanly by Cabrera. Toss across to first. Pulls Rice off the bag, but he applies the tag onto the incoming Dixon, and that retires the side. Bottom of the ninth coming up. The Marauders lead by four. Three outs to go for a second straight win here in Tampa. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacon Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacon Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
The Marauders are three outs away from another win here in Tampa, and it's Tebow time here in the ninth inning. Right-hander Junior Tebow will pitch the bottom of the ninth inning, and he will face the meat of the order for the Tarpons. 3, 4, and 5 coming up. Marcos Cabrera will get them started. Junior Tebow's had a rough go lately. He has been scored upon in 5 straight appearances. He kicks and deals to Cabrera. Big breaking ball nails Cabrera on the elbow. Not a good start to the outing for Junior Tebow. He's been erratic. He's also given up his fair share of hits lately. Over those last 5 outings, Tebow in 8 innings has allowed 8 runs, only half of them earned, but still he has allowed a lot of traffic on the bases. And this inning is not off to the ideal start, as leadoff hit by pitch gives the Tarpons a little something to work with now. Manager Jonathan Johnston challenging the 24-year-old righty from the Dominican. Not a save opportunity, but still a relatively close situation. Tebow deals to Taylor Aguiar and taken high for ball one. Number 4 spot in the order, and this is also the weaker side of Tebow's splits. Left-handed hitters batting .298 against him. Right-handed hitters a full 100 points lower with their batting average. The 1-0. That's outside, ball 2. Tebow trying to locate this. His pitch is in the zone. Trying to do some contact and get this one wrapped up. He sets above the belts. Deals the 2-0. Aguilar takes much too high. Ball 3, 3-0. A win tonight will move the Marauders to 4 games over the second-place Tarpons. Tebow trying to battle back. Here comes the 3-0 offering. Aguilar takes high, ball 4. And so the first 2 men of the inning reach base safely for the Tarpons. Now we're seeing a handful of men shuffling around to that Marauders bullpen in the left field corner. And with the wildest to begin the inning, here comes Marauders pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo for a mound visit. All 4 infielders are going to join the mix here on the mound as the conversation rolls along. And we look at where the Marauders have been lately. Just to reiterate, Bradenton playing in one of their most effective stretches all season. They came into this game 6 games over .500 with their overall record that matches their high water mark for the year. Bradenton, with last week's 4-2 win over the Palm Beach Cardinals, have won 3 straight series and 5 of their last 6. They're looking to win 2 in a row to begin this key series here in Tampa. And this series will do a lot to dictate possibly the rest of the complexion of the final few weeks of regular season play here in the FSL. Marauders looking for another trip to the postseason. Winner of the West Division here in the second half would match up with the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles. Here we go, mound meeting over. Ben Rice the batter. Pitch by Tebow, low and outside, ball 1. That is now 7 straight pitches. Beg your pardon, 6 straight pitches to begin the ninth inning, missing the zone from Tebow. A look back at second. Tebow's 1-0 on a slide step. Fastball finds the zone, calling the strike. Now Rice will have to think a little more firmly about swinging on the next pitch. See what Tebow can do here. From the stretch. Ryaner glances back at second twice. The 1-1 toss is high and outside. Wildness to begin the ninth inning for Tebow. This plays two men aboard. Lead off hit by pitch. Four pitch walk followed. 2-1. Rice swings, fouls it back in the count now even at 2-2. Given the way this inning has started, really good thing the Marauders built the lead they did with that four-run top of the seventh. They lead 7-3 here in the ninth. 2-2, Rice, swing, and a foul back. Staying alive. There is a right-hander throwing in the Marauders' bullpen. I believe that might be Johan Montero. Now Rice calls time and backs out of the box. Tebow looking around himself, surveying the scene. Marauders outfielders all playing very deep. Rice has left-handed power. Now Tebow ready. Glance back at second. The 2-2 pitch. Rice swings and shoots a line drive foul down the left field line. Heads up in the bullpen. Three outs to go, but the first two men have reached base safely for the Tarpons. Don't want to make a mistake pitch here to Ben Rice on 2-2. Cabrera on second base, Aguilar on first. Here's another 2-2. Rice swings and bounces it up the middle. Marcos gloves it, steps on second for one. Throw to first is in time to get Rice. 4-3 double play, two outs here in the ninth inning. Up to third base goes Marcos Cabrera, and the Tarpons, just like that, are down to their final out of the evening. Oh, how an infield grounder can change the complexion of an inning. Four unassisted, three on the double play. Christopher Familia is the batter. Tebow with the toss. The left-handed hitter swings and misses. Throw a fastball up in the zone. 0-1 the count. One more round. The Marauders are four games ahead of the second-place Tarpons in the West Division standings. The righties 0-1 toss. Take in strike two on the outside corner. Marauders 7, Tarpons 3. A runner on third base for Tampa. Trying to mount a late threat here at Steinbrenner Field. Tebow nods to Hendry's signal. The set. The 0-2 pitch. Familia takes way up high with a fastball. See if Tebow goes back to the fastball or if he opts to go slider here on 1-2. He sets. Delivers the pitch. Familia swings and fouls it back. That looked like a fastball. One more strike to go for the Marauders here in Tampa. Tebow ready again. Here comes yet another 1-2. Familia swings and lines it to second. On a bounce, Marcos fields it. Throw to first in time. That's the ball game. The Marauders wrap it up 7-3, your final score. Bradenton winning back-to-back games to kick off the series here in Tampa. A little bit of a sketchy beginning to the ninth inning, but Tebow takes care of business and holds the Tarpons off the scoreboard here in the ninth. The Marauders spill out of the dugout and out of the bullpen and celebrate a second straight win here at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show is coming your way. Don't miss it. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey, Marauders fans! Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfortunately so does something else, childhood hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy, so we show them how, and we tell them, with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids need to know the dangers and how to avoid them. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids, because when you talk, they hear you.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leacon Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Join us at Leacon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
Welcome to the Marauders post-game show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next.
Welcome back to Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, where the Marauders post-game show gets underway now. A 7-3 win for the Marauders over the Tampa Tarpons, and here's how it all went down on this Wednesday night. For the second straight night, the Marauders scored a first-inning run, this time coming on a Sung Che Chang solo homer to right field on just the second pitch of the game. After neither team scored in the second inning, the Tarpons tied the score in the bottom of the third as they got a one-out single from Spencer Jones. It was an infield single, as a matter of fact. Jones then stole second base, took third base on a deep fly out to left field, and scored on a Marcos Cabrera RBI single to right center field. Score tied at one to the top of the fourth, where the Marauders got it done with the bats again. Two-out single by Wyatt Hendry. Brennan Dixon crushed a two-run homer to right field over toward the short porch, and the Marauders regained the lead 3-1. The Tarpons fought back yet again, though, in the bottom of the fourth inning. Taylor Aguilar, a leadoff double. He took third on a bloop single by Ben Rice into shallow left field. Christopher Familia then grounded into a double play, but that allowed Aguilar to score from third base to make it a one-run game. Reinfer Salinas followed with a solo shot to left field, cranked way out of the ballpark, and so the score was tied at 3 as we played through four innings. Score remained tied through the fifth and through the sixth, but in the top of the seventh, the Marauders socked the knockout punch. A four-run seventh inning for Bradenton, a couple of walks to Josiah Dixon and Sung Che Chang, and then a hit-by-pitch to Sergio Campagna loaded the bases. Left-hander Ryan Anderson then hit Tres Gonzalez with a pitch. That forced home the go-ahead run. Pitching change brought right-hander Nick Pachorik onto the scene. He allowed a two-run single to Jack Brannigan. And then two at-bats later, Brendan Dixon, an RBI single to right center field. And that gave the Marauders their four-run lead that they would call the winning margin when all is said and done tonight. Here are the happy totals in this game. For the Marauders, 7 runs, 11 hits, 1 error, 8 men left on base. And for the Tarpons, 3 runs, 5 hits, 1 error, 3 men left on base. The winning pitcher for the Marauders is Carlos Lomeli. 3 excellent innings of relief. Scoreless ball, did not allow a hit, struck out 3, didn't walk anybody. Carlos Lomeli gets the win out of the bullpen. Ryan Anderson settled with the loss in relief for the Tarpons. Time of game, 2 hours and 29 minutes in front of a Steinbrenner Field crowd of 575. Here on this Wednesday night, it was 89 degrees and mostly sunny at the time of first pitch. With the Marauders' win, they have now won 2 in a row and 9 of their last 11, 29-15 in the second half and 4 games ahead of the second-place Tarpons. Tampa, meanwhile, drops their third in a row. They fall to 24-18 in the second half. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, the Marauders' postgame show continues. We will give you your player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Leecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey Marauders fans, jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders postgame show continues at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa. It is now time to name our Marauders player of the game. Tough call tonight. There are a couple of very worthy recipients, but tonight we're going to give the honors to Brendan Dixon, who led the Marauders with 3 runs batted in tonight's game, including a 2-run homer in the fourth inning. He also added an RBI single on top of the Marauders' 4-run rally in the seventh inning. So congratulations to Brendan Dixon, who matches his season high with 3 runs batted in. He is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Series continues tomorrow night, same time, same place. 6:30 p.m. first pitch. Back on the air for pregame coverage at 6:15 p.m. online at BradentonMarauders.com. Hope you can join us as the Marauders look for their third consecutive win in their continued series against the Tarpons. Left-hander Luis Peralta gets the ball tomorrow for Bradenton. He'll go opposite right-hander Zach Messinger for the Tarpons. Hope to have you along for the ride for tomorrow's Thursday night tilt here in Tampa, as the Marauders continue their quest to distance themselves from the pack here in the West Division standings late this summer. That's a wrap for us tonight. Once again, the final score, the Marauders 7 and the Tampa Tarpons 3. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Steinbrenner Field in Tampa, Florida.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.